Shavua Tov, today's daf is daf chet, starting at the bottom of daf zayin amud bet, three lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak to Rav Nachman. So again, a lot of psukim. We're going to go through them quite quickly, and hopefully we'll have it as clear as possible. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak to Rav Nachman, my tamal lo ati mar lebei knishta letzluya. Why don't you come and daven in shul? Rabbi Yitzchak says to Rav Nachman, why weren't you in shul? Amar lei lo yachalne, I couldn't make it. Rashi says, ya tashkochi, I wasn't feeling well, weak. So you should have at least gathered 10 people together, make communion. So Amalei trichli milta, too difficult. So he says, okay, if that's the case, v'leimalei shluchet tzibur, until the shliach tzibur, but he didn't the tzibur leite v'lo demai. Should he's come and inform you the time that he's davening? See, this is an important halacha. If you can't make it a shul for an objective reason, then you should at least try and daven at the same time as the davening. So he said to him, Amalei, my kulai, what's this whole spiel for? What's going on? Amalei, Amar Rabbi Yochai, Mishra, Mishra, Min Yochai, my dichtiv, ani, tefilati lecha, Hashem, et ratzon. Pasuk says, v'ani, mi, tefilati lecha, Hashem, et ratzon. Right? So, ematai, when is et ratzon? B'sha'a, sha'a, tzibur, mipalim. In other words, your tefillah should be the same time, et ratzon. And Rashi says, Ya'alma, ye sha'a, she shall ratzon. There's a specific time. He's from Ratzon. And when's that? B'sha'at sh'atzibur mipalim. Each person, when their tzibur davens, is their eid Ratzon. And therefore, one should try and daven the same time. Rambam brings it to Halacha. Rabbi Yosef B'chanina Amar Bihach. He's got a separate source. Ku Amar Hashem b'eid Ratzon aniticha. On to the time of Ratzon. Rabbi Yosef B'chanina Amar Bihach. He's got his own source. Hayin el kabir v'lo yimas. Ti pade b'shtom nafshi. Mikrev li. Ki rabim ayu madi. Right? B'kitzur, when you're with the rabbim, tzibur, you daven together. That's when your tefillot on. Stay me achil a brighter. Rabbi Natan Omer, Minayim, Shnakosh Baruch Hu, Moes, betfilatan shor Rabbi. How does Rabbi that Hashem is never tired of the tefillah of the Rabbi? Right. In other words, it doesn't make a difference how long he'll keep on. Stay me heinel kebir b'lo yimas uchtiv pedeb shlom nafshi mikravli. Then the Haggadah Bachya puts in a question. He says, "My peda b'shlom nafshi." What does it mean, peda? B'shalom nafshi, that you redeemed my soul, b'shalom. It's Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, kol ha'sek b'Torah, u'gmudu chasadim. So those things are obvious. You learn Torah and you do chesed. But also look what else the writer says here. U'mit palel ima tzibur, you daven with a minion. Ma'ale ani alava ke'ilu, peda'ani li u'levanai miben u'motalam. Basically, as if you redeemed Am Yisrael from the goyim. Amar Yish Lakish, kol mishesh to b'eklis is biro. On the back of this, whoever is ruling their town, doesn't get to daven, he's called the wicked neighbor. I don't think it's talking about a case of when a guy gets abandoned on an island and he builds two shuls, one that he won't go into. No. If there's a shul in your town, you go daven. In other words, if there's a place, there's a minion, you go daven in a minion. The pasuk carries on and says, Shinemar, Kormar Hashem, I'll call Shukhne Haraim, Hanugim, Benachala, Shinchalti, Damid Yishal. You call the Shachin of Lord, and the Shegorem Galut Lovrav, you call Galut. You cause Galut. You don't have any minion, you cause Galut. Shinemar, Ni no Chame, Arad Matam, abandon you from your land. Bepana, Bebet you die, Tosh Bintucham. Amul el Rabbi Yochanan, Sir Rabbi Yochanan, Ika Sabbath Babel. Sir Rabbi Yochanan, someone said to Rabbi Yochanan, there's an old man in Babel, a Sabbath. Right? If you look at Rashi, yeah. Well, there's a Rashi over here. There's no Rashi over here. See, Kasama Babel. There's a very old person in Babel. Tama, you're quite surprised. How can there be old people in Babel? Vamari, quite a pasuk. Glaman, yirbu yimechem, yimevenechem, that you'll lengthen your days, right? Vime, and the days of your sons. Ala adama, ketiv, on the land. Where's the land? Eretz Yisrael, but chutz laretz, law. It doesn't apply. So how can it be that there can be such an old person living in chutz laretz? Kevin Damra, they said to him, no, wait a second, Rabbi Yochanan. This guy is not just an ordinary guy. He makes sure he's one of the first day in the morning for Shachar. He gets there early. He stays in shul, one of the last to leave. Look at Rashi there. He arrives early for Shachar. He stays in shul. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, "Hi, nu da ane anele." That's what helped him. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, he said to his son, to his children, "Lebanek, kedimu v'chishchu v'aylu lebeklish." To get up early. Right, and make sure you stay late in shul at night. Ki hechid the Torah chuchaya, it'll lengthen your life. Amar Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Chanina, my cross the pasuk that Adam shomea li shkod al dlotai, who's regularly at my door, yom yom lishmor mezuzat petichi, and you guard the mezuzas of my doors. Uchtim etra, the next pasuk says ki motzi metzachayim, and he found the metzachayim. Amar Rav Chiz like this. Olam ikenes Adam shnei petachim mi berak neset. You should always go. Two entrances into the shul. Now I understood pshat. There are two entrances. You walk into shul. The depth of the width of two entrances. If your doorway into the shul, let's say a meter wide, going to the shul 2 meters wide. I saw today a picture. Someone's Gemara in I think in Steinsaltz, he had a drawing that in the times of the Gemara they actually built shuls with one entrance and then a bit of a lobby and a second entrance. So you should go into the second entrance, not diving in the lobby. That's what they said. The shneptachim salkedatach. Because what do you mean by two shuls? What do you mean by two doors? I'm a shiru shneptachim. That's the pshat that I understood. Rather, the measure of the two doors. Rashi actually says here, rochav yikanes lifnim. Shiru shel shneptachim rochav. Right? The width of the door, yikanes lifnim. Shlo yeshev smok. You shouldn't sit close to the door. Tenir alav kemasu yikub. And I can look to come and get out of there. But yehem zuman samuch lepidach hazet. Right? Right, and then next pasuk Gemara quotes Azot Pelel Kol Chassid Elecha Leit Mitzo. He said that every Chassid, every holy person should daven for this time of finding. Rashi says Leit Mitzo, right? Yid Pelel Shiu Mitzuyin Lo Keshistech. It should be around when you need it. Amar Bechanina Leit Mitzo. What does it mean? Mitzo Zoisha Shneimar Mitzay Isha Mitzat Tov. If you found a wife, you found good. In fact, my son got engaged on Thursday, and I quoted this last line at L'chaim. Tzai Shama Tzai Tov, Marava Kinasi, even in Eretz Yisrael, where people got married. So they would quote, they would quote like this, Amar Lehachi, Mitzah or Mitzah, or Mitzah or Motzah, right? Mitzah, the passage that we've been quoting till now, is Matzah Isha Matzah, like a Mitzah, V'yafok Rosh Hashem. The other pasuk is in Kohelet, Umotze ani mar mi mavet. I found more bitter than death that Aisha asher him at Sarim Chamim. Basically, your wife can either be Metzia or she can be mar mi mavet. That's the most question. When they got married, they asked if it was a bit of a joke or what. They'd say, was she? I saw something written on this that it's basically prepare a person that you should know that your wife can be either way and you should find a good woman and you should be a good person, etc. No, leit matzah, what does it mean? Zot Torah. Shneimar ki motzi matzah chayim. And I found the right time, I found chayim. And we know that Torah is chayim. It's chayim. Rab Nachman bar Yitzchak amar, leit matzah zo is what? Mita. That's death. Shneimar lemavet totzaot. The pasuk says lemavet totzaot. It also says the motzah, totzaot, the same shoresh of motzah. Tanim Yachi, we've got another bright as well. It says, 903 types of deaths that were created in the world. Lemavet totzaot. If you look at totzaot, the word totzaot is made up of two tufts, which are 400 each. That's 800. A tzaddik is 90, so it's 490. Then an aleph is 891, and then you got 12. 6 and 6 is 12, so 491 plus 6 is 499. Done my maths wrong, yeah. I actually worked out. 400 and 400 is 800, and tzaddik is 90, so it's 890, and then yeah, the trine 66 is 12, so it's 890 is 902, and aleph is 903. Correct. So it says 903 begematria. Right? Hachi avukashim, and the Gemara says like this: Hachi avukashim. The most difficult of all the 903 types of deaths in the world is iskra. Iskra over there. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says iskra. He quotes a lousy word, which is Ishtar angulment, right? Belaaz shebetoch into the body. In Otzer Loazay Rashi, he says this is a min choli hagaron. It's some sort of throat infection that strangles you. And nichesh shebekura. And the best way to die is in a shikra, right? There's a kiss of death. The Gemara is like an iskra damia kechizra begvava damra. So iskra is like, what's it like? Kechizra is a thorn begvava in a roll of wool. Actually, in tomorrow's daf, we got this comment again with the time that you can tell between Kriya Shema in the morning, when between the Gav Imrit, a white one, and a Chivra, and a blue one. It's like a thorny roll of wool. De la achore nasha. When you tear a thorn out, a thorn, it's like a big devil's thorn that's got pricks in all directions. You can't get it out nice in the bulb. When you bring it out, it just tears the whole wool. So too the iskra does to your throat. We could amri kapatura befi vashit. Befi vashit. And another opinion is, what's iskra? Like ropes in your throat, in your esophagus. And what's in a shikha, the best way to die? Rashi says, if you gently take a piece of hair out of milk, this slides out very comfortably. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, back to different opinions of what it is. Rabbi Yochanan says, Eit Mitzvah means what? Zukfura. That's your burial. And Rabbi Chinam Amar Kara, where's he get it from? Asmechim. The pasuk of here, if you look at the pasuk, it's asmechim. This is the pasuk in Iyov. Asmechim elei gil yasisu ki yimtzu kever. They get very happy because they found kever. Yimtzu from mitzah kever. Right? Why is that such a good thing, Rabbi Yochanan? Right? It says, "Amar b'chinah, my cross vechim b'lei gil sizuk mikseve." Amar b'rav Shilo, "Hainu amit to the people say, libaye inish rachmei, you should daven for rachamim, afilu ad zibula batrait tesham, until they've completed the last piece of sand on your coffin." Flugrashi azibula, right? Zibula, he says, is paldi. Look at the Kudirashi there, the Loaz Erashi. He says, Perush Hashlachat Afar, right? Melo Klechafira, with the spear. The last should be Shalom. Marzutra Amalet Mitzazu Benakise says, no. Marzutra's own answer, what is? What's the time you should find to be good? He says, that is toilet. You must remember that we have toilets, just like we open the door, there's a toilet. Look at Rashi, you should daven that you can lift out close to a toilet. Babel was a very watery place. Couldn't dig. You dig a meter deep, you ready to hit water. But you have to walk very far to find a toilet. Things we take for granted. Had Marzutra Adifa Mikurin. It is sure they said that this opinion of Marzutra, oh, everybody arguing all the other Amoraim, seems to be the best answer of the world. I'm going to Rav from my papa. So here we already come across Rav from my papa. We saw him at the end of the Siyum of Masechet Nida, right? Once we said, I thought it was Rav Chisda. He says, "Tell us some great words of wisdom you heard from Rav Chisda in the shul." Amar lehachi am Rav Chisda. My dichtiv. What does the pasuk say when it says, "Ohev Hashem Shari Tzion mikol mishknot Yaakov"? That Hashem loves the gates of Zion from all the neighbors of Yaakov. Ohev et Hasharim hametzuyanim sham. Rashi agorabach edim neisham, and Rashi says they hametzuyanim that are marked. Right, Tzion v'asifat, where people gather in Gerjim Halacha. So that's the Shara of Tzion, which is the Batei Bedinim. We know that the courts were situated at the entrances to the city. Halacha, you tell me, Batei Knesiot, Batei Meshot. So Hashem prefers, loves more the Batei Knesiot, the Batei Din, the judge, the courthouses. Baharam Rabchir Bar Ami Mishmei De'ula. And that's what Rabchir Zem Ule, Miyom Shechra Ben Amigdash, from the time the Bereshit was destroyed. Ain lo la kadosh baruch hu b'olamo ela arba ma'ot shelacha bilvad. And basically, once the Beit Hamikdash was destroyed, what replaces the Beit Hamikdash? Arba ma'ot shelacha. Arba ma'ot is like the smallest measure you can have. Halacha, and that was halacha. We know here that the Beit Din Hagadol, you sit at the entrance of the Beit Hamikdash in Lishkat HaGazit, on the Harabayit, at the entrance of the Lishkat HaGazit, and that was the halacha was there. Beit Hamikdash resembles halacha. Someone showed me today that I think also in the Shtanzatz he brings there that the Rif in his day, the Rif held that his Beit Midrash was the center of Halakha and he was the Gadol Hador. Therefore, his Beit Midrash had the Ma'amad of Beit HaMikdash. And therefore, it said that you can blow shofar on Shabbos on Rosh Hashanah. We know that you blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos at Beit HaMikdash. I imagine also Lulav on the first day. We don't carry Lulav on the first day other than the Beit HaMikdash. The Rif Paskin that you could blow shofar on a Shoshone and his Beit Midrash because he had the Ma'amad of Beit Midrash because of the Halacha. Right? Originally, from the outset, Marish, from the beginning. Marish like a Shoshone firm for Merosh, right? Have a Gerasina Begob used to learn Begob Bita. Begob meaning inside. In Aramaic, you got Batar, Bara, like a brighter, is like not the Mishnah, it's outside the Mishnah, Bara. So we got Bara outside, and Bego is inside, right? The word Migo, we learn Migo, is Mitoch, right? So we used to learn inside the Beit Midrash, inside the Umatzilna, the Beit Knesset, we used to go dabble in the Beit Knesset. Kevin the Shaman, Lahad Amar Bechir Bar Ami, Mishmei the Ulem, Yom Shechra Ben Amidash, and Lokash Baruch, Bolomo, and Abram Shab Talacha Bilvad. When we heard this, right, from Rami the Am of Ullah, that the center of everything for Hashem is the Halacha. Lo have metzilne elaheched the garis. That we stopped going to shul, we daven in the Beit Midrash. And just whether Rav Chisin and Ayi Shiva used to always get up and say, Rav Shol Yom Kippur, and you know people like to go and daven with their family, but there's a big Indian to daven in the place that you learn. Just try and be in the Beit Midrash for the Yamim Noraim. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Afagav, the Havulu, Tleisar, Bnei Krishna, but Teveri, they had 13 Beit Knesset there. Lo matzlu ele beine amuda hechid avogat. They davened in the under the between the amudim where they learned. And it seems there from Rashi under the amudim in Israel, a lot of houses that are built on stilts, like on pillars. Shpeh amidrash nachon alehem idamar. They davened outside, like in the lobby downstairs, but the benches upstairs. They probably didn't want to disturb people davening, learning, so they went downstairs. Ami. V'amar Abchir Bar Ami Mishmeid Ule Gadol Hanehenem Yego Kapo. While we're on the subject, we're speaking here. He says Gadol Hanehenem Yego Kapo. The pleasure of benefiting from your work of your hands, in other words, from work, is greater than Yirat Shamayim. Yirat Shamayim. Little Gav Yirat Shamayim. Yirat Shamayim. To a person of Yirat Shamayim, it's Asher Ish Yaret Hashem. Happy is the man who's fearful of Hashem. Little Gav Nehenem Yegiyo Ketiv. But where you work and you toil and you benefit from the work of your hands, Ketiv Yegiyo Kapecha Ki Tochal Asherecha. To the famous song of Rav Nerius, Yegiyo Kapecha Ki Tochal Asherecha V'Tovlach. He says, Yegiyo Kapecha. If you toil with your hands and you eat, Asherecha. Not just Asher Ish Yare. But Asherecha v'tovlach, also you should be good for you. Asherecha b'lamazeh v'tovlach l'mabah. Uregabe Yir Shamayim, it says, v'tovlach. Sorry, Uregabe Yir Shamayim, v'tovlach l'oktiv. It doesn't say v'tovlach, it just says Asherei. So we see that it's greater to get hana from the work of your hands. Amar b'chir b'ami mishmai de'ula. L'olam yodam b'makom rabo, shekol zman sheshimi ben gair ha-kayam, lo nasa Shlomo et Bapa. He was like Shlomo's Rebbe. He said, so long as he was alive, Rashi says here, shekol zman sheben gair ha-kayam, de samuch l'mitat Shimi ketiv v'itchaten Shlomo et Paro. Basically, Shlomo married into the family of Paro very soon after Shimi ben gair died, and that caused him a lot of trouble. So he says, you'd rather live while your rabbi, next to your rabbi, because if you live with your Rebbe, so it will prevent you from trouble. So the Gemara says, "Va'atanya Ali Dobi got a bright." It says you shouldn't live near your Rebbe. The Gemara says, "Lo kashi, it's not a stira." Hide the kaifle, hide lo kaifle. Rashi says, "Hide kaifle." Im kafuful rabbo le kabel tochachotro yedures lo. If you can listen to what your rabbi tells you to do and you're going to accept his rebuke, live by him. V'im lav says Rashi, "Tov li dochek ben uvehi shogeg v'ali emezi." If not, rather well, away from him, say, "Can't rebuke you all the time and you'd make mistakes." But shogeg, unintentionally, not emezi. With your rabbi tells you to do something, you didn't nonetheless. So you should live. Now, I said in the shiur, I remember my father told me that there was a guy in South Africa, Rabbi Lapa, moved away from Johannesburg to Musenberg, and one of the Simon family, Max Simon, I think it was, actually moved to Musenberg to be with his Rebbe. It's mamash living what the Gemara said. Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Menachem, Amar Rav Ami, my dichtim was pasuk say, was ve Hashem yikalu, right? It says people who abandon Hashem. This is the last pasuk on the Amud, Veshever Poshim Mechatim Yachdav, Veozvei Hashem Yichlu. People who abandon Hashem, they are finished. Shezeh HaMeniach Sefer Torah, V'Hagoch Be'Hagot Be'Bach Edin Yach Keshehu Patuach V'Yotze. A real halacha, people aren't aware of this all the time, that during laning in shul, you shouldn't walk out of shul while the Baal Korah is busy reading. Right? Rabbi Abahu Nafik Be'Gavr L'Gavr. Rabbi Abahu said, you want to walk out, in Sport L'Halacha here, walk out between the aliyahs. Now, Bayer Papa asked a question. Bain Psukah to Psukah Mahu. What about between the pasuk? Now, we don't have this today. In Tamani shuls, they do. We have a turgaman. But in times of the Gemara, they would have a person would read a pasuk, and then somebody would translate the pasuk into Aramaic. So maybe then, while the Baal Korah at the pasuk, while the turgaman is speaking, maybe then you could quickly slip out. The Gemara leaves it as a taiku. We're not sure. So we know if it's a taiku, as a rule, we pasuk in the chumrah. So therefore, I'd imagine that you shouldn't be able to walk out either. Rav Sheshet Maharei Apei Vagaris. Now, there's a big question. Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't learn while you daven. While there's laning. While there's laning, you shouldn't learn on your own. So Rav Sheshet Maharei Apei Vagaris. Rav Sheshet used to learn. What would he do? He'd turn his face. Rashi Maharei Apei Vagaris, Mishnah Talk, Ashkrim, Sefer Torah. They were reading. He would look away and he would lane on, read his stuff. We're doing our thing and they're doing their thing. He said, don't confuse me. It's all very nice. I'm sitting in the same room. But nonetheless, they're reading the Kriyat Torah and I'm busy with it. I saw a lot of Mefarshim have a lot of problems with this. Very, very difficult how he did it. And yeah. It's out of us. Amar Avuna Bar Yehuda, Amar Avami, Lo'olam Yashlim Adam Parshiotav V'Matzibur Shnayim Mikra V'Chatar. Good people. Oh, it was Abamas forgotten. This is a proper Gemara. It's not just a minag. Lo'olam Yashlim Adam Parshiotav. Person should finish the Gerashli Shel Kol Shabbat V'Shabbat. Should read the Parsha with the Tzibur. Finish it. Shnayim Mikra V'Chatar. I think it's Pashut that a commentary today is the same as a Targum. Right? If you read Rashi or Ramban or one of the, maybe even in English. Although interesting, there's a Tosfot here on the daf. You can look at it very, very quickly. The Tosfot there says, Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, before we turn over the Amud, says, Yesh Mefarshim V'Hu Adin Eloaziot Belaad. Says, there's some that say, there's also the din in Loaz, if you translate into another language, the common language. Shelahen Havei Kamo Targum, because that was for them, Targum. Shemefarish Lefamim. Basically, the Targum was a translation. Kikimosha Targum Farish La'ama Aretz, Kachem Mevini Mitocha La'az. Just like the Targum there was a translation to Amaret, so translations in English or French or any other language is what you got. But Tosfos says, we don't hear it. That doesn't seem to be right to me. Sharia Targum Mefaresh Bamesha Endil Modbina Ivri Kadesh Kachan says the Targum is not just a translation, it's an explanation of Mefaresh Bamesha Endil Modbina, but you can't learn out of the Hebrew. If you place it, Rav Yosef says, Ilmale tirgume the high cry, loyal than a mic camera. Rav Yosef, who definitely wasn't Amharic, he never did Aramaic to help him translation from the Pasuk. He says, without the Targum, I wouldn't understand what this cry meant. I can end Lomar Bishum Lashon Palm Shit Ki Im Birashon Tirgum. If you're going to say it, you're going to read it twice, the Psukim, and the third time has only been the Targum. But I've heard, and I'm not sure if it's Port Aloch, but I've pretty heard that Rashi or Ramban or Perush would serve the purpose as well, because it's not just the English translation, but it's also got a bit of a comment. Maybe today, Art Scroll with the and the Koran and all these translations that have got explanations as well might be good enough. And the Gemara says, Afilu Atarot V'Dibon, even those words over there, Atarot V'Dibon, right, which are words that Rashi says, She'en Botarguf, which haven't got an explanation, right, She'kolam, he says, because you should read it as well, even though there isn't a Targum for those words, you should nonetheless read them as well, right, and why is that? So the Gemara, She'kolam Mashlim, Shkora Mashlim, Parashatavim HaTzibur, whoever finishes the Parashat HaTzibur, Marichin lo Yamav Ushnotav, it's a big schut, you have long days and long lives, Rabbi Bibi Abar Abai, so now the Gemara brings a few examples, Rabbi Abba Savar, Lashtamune le Parashita de Kuleshat v'mayi de Yom de Kippurin, he thought, you know what, I'm not going to have to ever manage to finish the rest of the time, or maybe it didn't suit him to finish, but I'll finish all my Parashas before Yom Kippur. Right, then they taught him, Tani Lech here Bar Papi, what are you talking about? Ketiv, Yitiv Nafshot Echem, Bishah Nacholish Be'er, there's a Pasuk says you got to inflict your soul on the ninth day before Yom Kippur. V'chibet Tishah Mitanin, you fast on the ninth? No, V'lo Bashah Mitanin, you fast on the tenth. And Lomar Lechatz, what we learn from this? Kol Ocho V'shodah V'chivim Ali Alav Yaktuv Kidu Mitanei V'chiv Asiri. Right, look at Rashi there. V'hachi Kamar Kra, Chinat Zmechem, prepare yourself V'chii Lechadesh, V'chii Lecholish Ari Le'inui Hamachorat, V'harei Hu Be'enai Ke'inu Hayom. Prepare yourself there, meaning eat. Do what's involved today to prepare for the inu tomorrow, and then I will consider it as if you fasted for 2 days. So you can't go and spend that time now preparing your parashas. You're busy with other preparation for the next day, for Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, okay. So maybe he thought he'd prepare in advance. Rashi says, like Dimune, L'sader kol ha-parasho b'shabbat achat, or b'shtay shabbat, or maybe he'll quickly read the whole parashas for the whole year, or one or two Shabbos in advance. Right, Samale Ahusabas, an old wise man said him, Tanina, but we learned, Ubivad Shlo Yakdim, Shlo Yacher, you've got to finish the Pasha with the Tzibur. And you can't be ahead of them and you can't be late to them. Amadhu Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Lebane, he says to his children, Ashlimu Parsha, your Taichu, finish your Pasha, Im Hatzibur, with the Tzibur, Shnai Mikra, Vechad Targum. Right, finish together with the community, 2 Mikra and Chatem. Let's quickly toss for on the side here. There's a toss for it right in the middle, the second and the third toss for on the Amud. About the third, second parish, he says, Ashtim parish of Matzibu. He says, Nire, right? Tosfot says, the Chola Shavua Michavin, the Matchid, the Chola Shavua, you can start. But he says, yeah, don't be late, don't be early. It doesn't mean that you go on Shabbos. He says, Nire, the Chola Shavua, Michavin, the Matchid, the Kroa, parish of the Hanum, Mincha, Shabbos, Veilach, could already start reading the parish for next week, right? From Mincha, Achavaraba, Nikrait Imatzibu. So the whole week is called Imatzibu. Right, it's Africa, the Inanagitin or Nikra, Kame, Shabbos, Edom, Irvian. For the regards to get for the week, if you're right in the week, it's only from Wednesday the week starts, with regards to all mitzvahs of buying food on Shabbos, etc. But for this mitzvah, it appears that you can really start learning, and there's a nice being able to do Rishon, Shani, Shishi, Revi, Chamish, etc. If you do an Aliyah and you come to Shabbos and you finish the Parsha, it's a nice minak to do. Right, V'Hiziru, he says to him a couple of things. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Gemara brought this on the side while we were discussing the issue of Shnai Mitzvah, Shnai Mikra Vechad Targum. But one thing Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to his children a couple of things. Vizuru bevridin, Rabbi Yehuda, and be very careful. There's a Gemara in Machlokin in Chulin there with Rabbi Yehuda. When you shech the animal, you've got to get the blood out. And especially if it's like chickens, it's very particular about there, because chickens often you cook as a whole animal meat, you chop them into little pieces, there's a problem. When you salt it or you burn or you cook it, the meat, you grill it, then the blood will come out. But if you cook it whole, unless you've chopped up the actual veins, so the blood won't come out. So therefore, he says, you've got to cut the vridim as well. Rashi said it over there. I think that's quite a Rashi. Chicken, oil, vitzalu, kulecha. They cooked it all as one. Right? And he says another thing he says to him as well, be careful of a zakain, an old person, who no longer remembers his Torah, but he watched the Talmud Chochmah, he lost his Torah. Rashi says, Shechala, or Shenitra, Bedochak, Mezorotah, Vizaruba. Either he got sick and he forgot his Torah, like we remember Yosef was sick and he lost his Torah, or He might have, in his old age, become very concerned about his parnosa. So the Amrita, and why are we going to be still treating with kavod? I mean, luchot v'shivrei luchot munach aron, because the Torah tells us not only with the luchot, the new luchot in the aron abrit, but even the shivrei luchot, the broken ones as well. And Rashi quotes the pasuk, right? You put them all into the aron. So too, lahavdil, this man like a broken luchot, but still got luchot, still got kavod, still put in the aron akod, still got treating with kavod. Amar lehu Rabbi Levanei. So Rabbi, why are we discussing about what people taught their children with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? So Rabbi as well, k'shatem chotchim basa, when you're cutting meat. Don't cut it on your hand, right? It could amrim mishum sakana. That's because it's danger. It could amrim mishum kilkul suda. So Rashi says sakana shelo yekut shelo. You should cut your hand. And the other opinion is mishum kilkul suda. Afe chabura katan. A little cut in your hand. You'd say dami lachem edamachal. Blood will go into the food. Vayam isid. I'm assuming people will be disgusted. I want to eat it. So be careful. Va'al teshvu a couple other etzes. Va'al teshvu amit aramit. Don't sit on a aramit's bed. Right, in a goyish woman's bed, don't walk posture when they're davening there. The Gemara discusses these last 2 points. Why shouldn't you sit in a woman's bed, on a goyish woman's bed? By the way, it's a euphemism. Really, what we're saying over here is that don't lie down at night. Lo teganu. Gana means to sleep, right? Don't sleep without saying Krishma. Look at Rashi. Because if you lie in bed and you go to sleep, you don't say Krishma at night. It's as if you basically, you're sleeping in a goyish bed. We could army the law tin savu girt, and sometimes you shouldn't marry a girt. We could army aramit mamash. And those say, no, he was being literal. Don't sleep on an aramit's bed mamash. And why would we think that? Look at Rashi says, al mitat aramit, Rashi on a goyish woman's bed. And why would he think it'll be sure Masid Rapapa? Because the Masid Rapapa, look at the Rabbi Nisim Gaon. He brings out the story. He says on the Amud Yes, we could army mishum mitat aramit mamash, kemase shayar Rapapa. Amrei de Rapapa haitalo milver. Papa had a loan. Etzel goy, a woman owned, right? A goy owned him money. Owed him money. Amar, kevin shdachakor Rapapa le goy be milver. Shlo ratza goy lasot lo. Shlo ratza ha goy lasot la la be mir mekdei natzel bat. So basically the goy didn't want to pay him. He thought, you know what? I'm going to get this guy. I'm going to set him up and I wanted to pay him. Right? Minatvish, shlo masa natal, Rabbi Nissim Gaon says, yeah, natal tinok echad katan met. He found a dead child. Vishkivo al mita shelo, put him on the bed and covered him with the clothes. Yargish po Adam. Nobody would feel that it's actually a person over there. V'amalol Rapapa, buy me the beiti, but you know tenachat sheyesh lecha etzli. He said, come to my house and I'll pay you. Halach etzlo v'nichlas de beito amalo hagoy shev lecha la mita. He said, the goy says, sit on this bed, on this couch. Natani nav Rapapa bedvarim shayu al amita kodim sheyashav aleha v'matza hatinok hamet mutatim betoch habegadim v'higish hadvarim shatza li tolel alav alilot b'resha v'mata sha'a ashu chachamim l'ashev al amita. Rapapa saw, looked at the bed, the guy sat down, looked at the bed of the couch. He had a good look and he realized there was a problem there. He played around with the clothes. He picked it up and he found this child there and he realized they're trying to set him up. From that moment, Chachamim said, don't sit on a goyish woman's bed. I don't know why they said particularly a goyish woman, not even a goyish woman's man, a bed. So Rav Nisim says, this is a story that comes from our Rebbe, Rabbeinu Chushiel, Reish Bei Rabbanan, Zal. He found also the Tshuvos of the Gaonim. But I'm not sure, because the story is about a goy, about a male, and said, don't sit in Aramit's bed. I don't know, I'm not sure about that. Okay, Master Rabbi, the Rapapa, Azad the Gabi Aramit, the couch, Amur lift up the bed first, I want to make sure underneath it. He greet Amitu, Matsal Sham, to knock back. Okay, Mikalamu Asur Shev, Amitra Aramit. Valta Bruach Rebbe, I guess the next Kalocha was, don't walk past the shul, especially when they're davening there. Messiah Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, this helps Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. This is support him. Asur ladam she'avor b'achorei ben haknesset b'sha'ah she'atzurim ben. Don't walk away from the shul when they're davening there. And Rabbi says that, but it depends. He says, he agrees with the halacha, but he says like this. He says, lo amran ele delei kepit chachin. That only applies if there's another door. If there's another entrance, you can walk. Rashi says over here that one of the reasons why you can't do this, Rashi says, "Asur la'avor." Says, "Shenire kamavriach atzom mipetach b'da knesset shel mizrach." You look, you're trying to run away, right? But I suppose if you've got another door there, then you could think you're going to the other door, right? Late lamba. V'lo amrei ele delei kebei knishtachin. Also, if there's any plaza, there's no other shul there, right? If there's other, like we saw earlier, there's one shul in the town, you got to go there. If the other shul's there, you don't have to go. It's fine. You can expect your other. About ikebei knishtachin. The other shul's late lamba doesn't apply. V'lo amrei ele delei dare tuner v'lo right. It also doesn't apply if he isn't carrying heavy weight. The Kutrashi here brings a pasuk here. brings a Gemara later on in the Daf where he says, Lore Tuna, he says that the Lone Class of Dam, I saw you, you're carrying a heavy object. But Lore, right, or he's not running, right? If he's running, it's obvious to a guy that's the other end of the shul, you're in a hurry to get somewhere. And the next exclusion would be the Lomach, if he's wearing tefillin. Ikachad mihanach later, if he's wearing tefillin, then we know he's going somewhere else down, he's not being mezalzel the shul. Tanya Amrabi Yakiva. So we got, you know, from Parasat Madai, with the in the Megillat Esther, with Achashverosh, he ruled from Parasat Madai. So we got the Medim, the Medes, right? He says like this: Rabbi Kiva liked some of the customs. He says, "What was the one?" Keshochin Abasar and Chodchin El Agav Shulchan. Like we saw earlier on, it was Rabbi Shua ben Levi who said to his children, right, not to cut the meat on the. On the back of their hand, was Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Ad shishchotet aridin vezaru baron. Amar Rabbi Habani, kishim chotim masal chelo yomer. Because Rava said, "Don't cut on the back of your hand." Yeah, Rabbi Kiva says, "Well, what he likes about the meads is that they always, when they cut meat, they cut it on the table. And kishenoshkin ein noshkin el agabeya. When they kiss on the hand. Look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, agabayad." Et yad chaveru noshek v'derech hashivutu zeim neharok. Right? They don't kiss like on the lips. They don't kiss on the cheeks because of spit. They're concerned with germs being passed over. And the last one was kishuatin and yuatin elibasari. When they take advice, they don't do it in a room. They go out into the field. Look at Rashi here, right? Elibasari. Why? I'm interested. Rashi is a colloquial people say oznaim lekotel. Walls have ears. Sounds very communist, but when you want to do things, God, Amrav Adabar, Abba Mikra, what's the pasuk for this last example here about walls of ears? We know from Yaakov, Yishlach Yaakov, he called Rachel and Leah, when he called them to discuss with them leaving, time to go, where did he call them to? Hasadeh El Tzono, into the field to where sheep were. Didn't want to talk to them inside the house, near the place, maybe he'd be overheard by Laban or his children. Tani Amrav Yon Gamliel, Bishloshad Varim, Ani, whoever needed a parasim. So once Rabbi Kiva liked the Medes, Rabbi Gamliel, there were three things about the parasim that he liked. Right, the Persians, they got very modest eating mannerisms. But they go to the toilet with modesty. But Rashi says, Davar Acher is Tashmish. Also, in their sexual relations, they were very modest. And then the Gemara brings a pasuk. Right, so now we've seen how fantastic these Parsim are. But now there's a story like this, Ani Tziveti Limekudashai. Right, this is the last pasuk. Amri says, Ani Tziveti Limekudashai. I commanded my Mekudashai, meaning like my holiest ones. Right, but Mekudashai here could be also like Lashon Saginahor. So he says, because Rabbi Gamliel is saying how holy they are, how kadosh they are, they tzanu b'achille, and tzanu b'rakise, and tzanu b'davraim, and tashmish. Says, right, Tanya Rav Yosef, Elu ha-parsim ha-mekudashin, they are mekudash u-mezumanim le-gehinim. We still done the less, you want them in Gehinim. Okay, now we go back to our Mishnah, the original Mishnah from Daf Bet, where we had there Rabbi Gamliel said that it was the whole night, Adol HaShachar, and he said that so that you should be careful not to make a mistake. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel, I'm Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Yehuda passed straight away. Look at Rabbi Gamliel, and the Gemara is a bright time. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Pamim, Shnam Kri Kriyas Shma, Shnam Balayla. So now we've basically finished the idea of Rabbi Gamliel with the thing and the night, and now we're going to try and analyze what goes on over here. We've got at night is after the Kochavim. And the first part of day is called Alot HaShachar, right? Alot HaShachar is dawn. And then after HaShachar, you got Netzach HaMa. Then you got sunrise. And we know that we daven Netz with Netzach, obviously, right? We daven Vatikin is with Netzach HaMa. And before the Alot HaShachar, there's certain things you can do, like a fast, for example, if there's a daytime fast, like Asar B'Tevet, starts the Alot HaShachar. Right? In other words, it's already the earlier part of the day. Putting on tefillin, we'll see that tomorrow when you put it through when you can't. But there are things that are relevant to tefillin. Okay, actually, you might even see a Tosfot now, he speaks about tefillin. Okay, that's correct. So, Korek Kriya says it like this. Tanya Rishimon ben Yochai Omer, Pa'amim, Shadam, Korek Kriyashma, Shtai Pa'amim Balayla. Sometimes it would happen that a person could read Kriyashma twice at night. Achat Kodim Shali Amud HaShachar, once before Amud HaShachar, dawn. Vachat La'achash La'amud HaShachar, and even once after Amud HaShachar. Notice it said twice at night. It's calling Amud HaShachar here, before and after Amud HaShachar. Right, v'yotzei b'hen yedei chovato, and you yotzei for both of them, achat shel yom v'achat shel laila, one for day, one for night. The Gemara says, "Hagufa kasha." There's a stereo, an implicit stereo, which is said. You told me that you can read Kriyashma twice at night, and then you yotzei once for night and once for day. So therefore, when you said Kreshka twice at night, Alma Lachar Shaleh Amud HaShachar, therefore you're implying that after Amud HaShachar is still called night, because you can read it twice at night, once before and once after Amud HaShachar. So before Netzach Hamah is still called night. Then you said, Yotzei Bayidei Chovato, Achat Shel Yom Achat Shel Yisrael, once for day, one for night. Alma Yemah, then we see now that after that when you read it before Amud HaShachar, it's for night, and after HaShachar, you read Yotzei for day. So Stira, is Amud HaShachar daytime or nighttime? Or it says, no, L'olam Liliyahu, it's really nighttime. And why do we call it that Yotzei for day? The Ike Inshay, the Kaime B'Yishay, people are walking around at that time. We know that Shema goes after Uveshoch Bechal, the Kumecha. When you get up, people are up around already. From a Kriya Shema point of view, it could be daytime, even as a rule, Rosh Hashanah is nighttime. If you actually look at the Rashi over there, Inshay the Kaime, right? He says, Lilia. Liliyahu ad Netzach Hamah de kamei behishaita hilchach zman kriyashma de yomu de gabe kriyashma ube kumecha ketiv v'hai kamei. So for kriyashma specifically it is. Tosfos says over here, olam lailu is really night time. Time is imkain lamri butzi shepamim yesh adam korel achar shalem ulashachar shtay pamim yotze bo mishum shachit mishum arvit. Ve'esh lomad hachi kamei olam lailu hu b'shar mitzvot. For other mitzvot is night time. De ba'inan b'hu yom kamo tfilin and tzitzit. When you want to wear tzitzit or tfilin, you need night time. You need daytime, so Arora Shachar is not yet daytime. For Kriya Shema is considered daytime. Right? Amar Acha Barachin, Amar Yoshua ben Levi, Halacha, Kishum Ben Yochai, and you pass on the Halacha, Kishum Ben Yochai. That is the Halacha that if you say before Arora Shachar, after Arora Shachar, Yotze for night and for day. Arora Shachar, for Kriya Shema is concerned, is already daytime. Mikre Bat Laha. There's another version of this. To Rav Acha Barachin, Aha. They said, Akatanya, Mishum Ben Yochai Omer, Mishum Rabbi Akiva. The first one wasn't Rabbi Akiva, it was Tanya Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer. Now he says Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Akiva. Pa'amim Shadam Kri Kishma B'shtei Pa'amim B'yom. See that the first version was that sometimes he reads it two times at night. Now this bride says sometimes he reads it twice in the day. Achat Kolom HaNetzach Hamah V'achat Achat Netzach Hamah. Once before Nates, one after Nates. The once before Nates is already after Arora Shachar. So he's still saying Arora Shachar, you're reading before Nates, but after Arora Shachar, which is already daytime. And after Nates is also daytime. Right, v'yotzei v'hen yechuvato achat shel v'achat shelayim. Now he says you and yotzei both for day and both for night. So now it appears what haguf akasha the stira. Amarti pa'amim shadam korek kriyas shma shtei pa'amim b'yom al makor netzachama. You know you said before netzachama is you said he read it twice in the day. So meaning before netzachama is daytime. Harat tani yotzei v'hen yechuvato achat shel v'achat shelayim. Then you said it's yotzei for night as well. So alma before netzachama is lailu. So the word says lo olam yamame. Read it. It's a complete inverse of the previous version. It's actually daytime. Before Netzachama, by the Kerala, why is it called Laila? The Ika Inshay, the Gani Bahishat, people are still sleeping at that time and night. Look at Rashi, them Inshim, the Ika, the Gani, the Karibe, Uveshokhba, therefore those people are still asleep. It's called Uveshokhba when you're lying down. And Amar Rabbi Achabar Rabbi Chid, Amar Rabbi Yeshua bin Levi, Halachaka, Shimon, Shamar, Rishubi Akiva. Right? He says, that's the Alochalak, Rishubi Akiva. So I think we'll end off over here.